Now, controller. Yes, Kevin Limbo is quite a gentleman. He takes chances. He takes shots. Connecticut legislators unveil public option for health insurance. Connecticut lawmakers are joining other states that have unveiled proposals to expand government-run health coverage with plans to extend state health benefits to small businesses and nonprofits and to explore a public option for individuals. Kevin, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Well, it's great to see you again. It just seems you're into some pretty big stuff, and I think what you're doing now with this, you know, the health coverage and everything, I think we're going to be way ahead of the other states.
I think so, and if we can get this done, it will be very attractive for small companies and little startups that are really the growing part of our economy to come and consider Connecticut in a very different way.
Now, could you just describe for our listeners what this means for us?
Sure, I'm happy to. So, you know, Brad, I've been working over the last 8 years, coming into my ninth year now, on trying to make the state employee retiree health plan not only a good plan, but an efficient plan, one that, you know, doesn't spend unnecessarily, but at the same time really focuses on health. And as a result of that, we've been able to keep our cost growth down so low, single digits, over the last 7 or 8 years. That's sort of an envious position to be in when you compare that to the private market or even to big corporate plans. So our growth is in that anywhere from 0 to 5 or 6% per year, which is pretty good in the medical space. So now that we've got this great medical, efficient medical plan sort of built in, is there an opportunity for Connecticut to really put its money where its mouth is? In all the years that we've been saying, you know, we support small business and we're going to do this little program over here, and we support small business and so we're going to pick winners and losers in economic development activity, what if we did something that helped all small businesses? And that's what this plan would do. It would allow them to come in. It's a publicly sponsored but privately administered plan. So I would contract out with private health insurers to run the plan, process claims, all of that. And any small business between 1 and 50 employees that wanted to come in would be able to pick from a number of different benefit designs and have all the heft of the state of Connecticut, all of the work that we do every day to make this plan operate correctly, working on their behalf. And what they would lose is big administrative fees for high salaries, you know, big profit margin considerations, you know, broker's fees, all of that stuff would be taken off the table because the plan I run now, my administrative fees, which are anything above medical claims, right? Here are the medical claims plus 2% is what it costs me to run my plan. Compare that to the private market plans, and those are at like 13, 14, and 15%.
Wow. Wow. How long, you know something, and I've had people ask me this, so I'm going to ask it of you. How long did it take you, Kevin? Because you were the one, how long did it take you to create something like this? And this is going to be a tremendous deal for families. There's no question about it.
Yeah, well, you know, look, we've been working on this for 8 years, right? My first 2 terms as comptroller, together with our partners, both on the management and the labor side, we've been working to make sure that this plan operates really efficiently and effectively. So now fast forward, we're ready to, you remember a couple of years ago, Brad, we opened it up to municipalities.
Yes, I remember.
And a bunch of those came in, and then this year we're asking the legislature for more benefit design flexibility, because not everybody can afford the state employee plan, right? We need to give them different options to pick from. We'll do that in the small employer space as well. When you look at this, particularly in small businesses, 25% of people employed at small businesses who had health care 8 or 9 years ago do not have health insurance now through their employer any longer. Small businesses just can't afford it. They can't afford the price increases. And the private market is very appealing to some, but it doesn't work for everybody. So this would change the dynamic a bit. and ultimately we'll go out for, you know, a bid, and we'll try to find a an insurance company that would work with us, not unlike what we do with the small with the state employee plan, to actually run that part of the business, but at our administrative level, not what they would normally sell in the private market.
How long do you think it's going to take? It's taken quite a while already, but you have been dynamic as far as presenting this to the folks in the state of Connecticut. How long will this take so that the average person is going to be able to get some help?
Yeah, so small business owners would be the first group that would come in. They would be able to, we would finish the work on it in the coming, you know, 8-9 months. And then for the next benefit year, they would be able to sign up. So that's pretty quick in insurance world. And then the second phase would be to figure out what we can do about individuals, you know, and create a big plan that I would negotiate on their behalf, but they would buy directly from the private market. But I would negotiate for them. They wouldn't have to go one at a time and try to do this.
Well, again, these are all different menus, really, when you stop to think about it. But this is something in the past that has always been questioned. But Kevin, I'm talking with Controller Kevin Lembo. But Kevin, since you have been involved with this and the way the operation is going, it's never been like this before. So I would think that this would be probably a real great thing for people to look at from other states as well, and maybe come in themselves.
Absolutely. So other states could do this themselves. We'll proof it out and make sure that it works efficiently, because every state is suffering the same problem. We've got a bunch of young, smart people sitting in cubicles in corporate America with big ideas. They've got a big idea that could be a business, and often the only thing that's holding them back, well, one might be capital for startup, but the other is the potential loss of their health insurance. They've either got a family, you know, little kids at home, and so our economy is compressed and suppressed as a result. So if we can unfetter these folks and say, hey, don't worry about that, here's an option for you, you go ahead and pursue the big dream, the big idea, that's going to help us all economically, and it helps them too.
Well, the way you started this, and we were with you from the very, very beginning, it's amazing. And can you just imagine, Kevin, if other folks around the country would do things like this, not only would we save money, but we would save people.
Right. It's exactly right. We need to get back to health insurance that really is about health. And that's where we're headed, and the good news about this is with no additional state expenditure necessary, so it won't cost the taxpayers any more money for us to do this.
Well, again, Controller Kevin Lembo, Kevin, thanks a million for joining us again, and I know we'll be speaking again, but these are exciting things that we should have been doing a long time ago, but now you're doing them here. And this is something that I remember when you first started. It was unbelievable, and it just never let go. So thanks again for being with us, and I know we'll talk again.
Thank you, Brad, and thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
You bet.